Oh, hello, everybody.
I don't think that's how you drink that.
That's not how you drink it. Well, guys, for Jeffrey, Anthony, and Mark, welcome to the next episode of Gamer Podcast.
Hola.
Hola.
Howdy there.
What up, fam?
Giddy up, partner.
I'm a lot of
Yow.
How's everyone doing? How we been? How's the day?
A good weekend. I don't know about how you boys.
Oh, dude, it's been so good. Fantastical. Ooh. Minus
fantastical.
The kids have been a little bit sick this past week, but other than that, it's been good. It's been good.
Good to hear.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
Doing great. Came home with the new decorations today.
Oh, you won that? What? How did you win?
Participation.
You know, it's not easy. Not easy participating as coach. But
okay, Bill Belichick, settle down. Stop cheating.
Hashtag
at Northwood Sparks. Fifth stop grade girls division
game film on other teams.
Champions Day. We are the champions.
Did you wear that shirt
anyways
the whole time?
Oh yeah, I was out. This intimidation factor was at 200%.
Was that 200? No,
man. It was over 9,000.
Those are different things.
I think that goes back to he never watched Rebels.
That's true.
Guys, get out of here with that nonsense, all right? Anyways, all right.
You're the nonsense.
I know I had the question of the day last time, but I got to come back with one. This is going to make your brain holes kind of work a little bit. All right. If you're born deaf, what language do you think in?
Bleeps and bloops. Like a robot.
For real. If you haven't like heard or learned words or sounds or anything like that, how do you inner dialogue type stuff?
You just see hands going across your brain every time you think something.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that sign language is universal. So,
true.
I mean, if you're not...
Before that, though. Before you get to that point.
So, how deaf are you? Are you, like, completely can't hear...
Can't hear anything. Nothing. Zero sounds, sir.
And yeah, it's...
You'd be the quietest baby being born of all time. Just...
Well, I don't think that's true, but...
Oh, yeah? I don't think I'm on board with that one either.
I don't think that one's true.
Sometimes they come out quiet.
I don't think deafness has anything to do with that.
I think it does.
Google it. Does. I think the fact that they're not hearing anything is probably...
I think you need to stay up the dark web. Sounds.
But it sounds probably kind of goofy. Like, you know how people... or deaf can't really enunciate words properly. It's probably like that, where the crying is kind of like...
Don't do it. Don't make the sound.
Yeah, please stop. Just stop. just don't even go there.
Like, don't even try it.
So I would say there's no language.
There's no language. There's just no thoughts.
Just like hieroglyphs?
There's thoughts. There's thoughts.
Just windings across their minds can.
Like, for example, if
call it's a colon hashtag star.
If it's an English person, I don't think that they're thinking in English. I don't think that
they
Chinese
don't know.
Person,
I think
that guy just ordered waffles.
Right, exactly. A baby. Right. Well, no.
You got something against British people now?
He didn't say that they are a baby. He said that.
You sound like you're from London.
Deaf.
So in order to be a baby,
no.
To be born. So in order to be born deaf. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's just a thought. You need to have been a baby.
I think we're checking the boxes here.
Baby, though. The question was, if you're born deaf, what do you think in?
Okay. So say you're older, right? You're of learning age, but you obviously haven't learned like language.
Right. That's how I put it into perspective. I wasn't thinking of like as an infant. Because I don't know if an infant really thinks in English either. They hear people speaking to them, and they're like, I don't know what the fuck you're saying. Shit don't make sense.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a funny one. It's unrelated to that topic, which I think it's still legit, but it's kind of a funny one. So if Apple made a car, would it still have windows?
Shut up. End the episode. Ridiculous.
What's that? My audio wasn't recording. We need to start again. Let's make sure he never does that again.
Why? No, for real.
Here's my rebuttal question. Anthony, whenever there's a question, why is there always a second question for you? And then why, when somebody else has the question, do you always have to come up with your own question?
Right. It's like he had to come up with the question two episodes in a row for attention. That's why he's wearing this Darth Maul shirt.
I think it's because he has nothing to say during the episodes.
So he's got to bring something to the show.
He's got to make sure he gets enough in at the beginning of the episode.
I'm just gonna boot you from the Discord.
I have a riddle question scenario for you. You can never buy a brand new mirror. Think about it.
Okay.
Think about it.
What is happening to this episode?
No mirror is brand new when you buy it.
That's true.
100% of the time, immediately.
Riddle me this, Batman.
Ooh, speaking of Batman, recently went and saw The Batman.
Don't tell me about it, because I haven't seen it yet.
No spoilers. Zero spoilers here, fans.
Zero anything about the movie.
What?
I don't even want to hear opening credits. Oh
my god. Anyways.
Tell me who's in it. Who's the Batman? Don't tell me.
Your microphone got up and walked away from you. Oh, there it is. Do you guys actually... So...
Anyways.
Do you guys seek out movie trailers?
Rudely in a room. No. Not well. Depends on the movie.
Like, will you ever, if you say, for example, Anthony, you're at the movie to go see The Batman, and a trailer for The Doctor Strange came on, are you plugging your ears and covering your eyes?
No.
Just fucking don't gotta get offended by it. It's just a question. No.
It's weird.
It's not weird. Some people want to go.
Yeah, some dude goes into a theater and the things come on. You're just like,
No. If you want to go into the next movie fully surprised and fully unaware.
That sounds dumb. It's what the point of a trailer is, to get you hyped.
The point of a trailer is to, yes. However, you can want to see a movie and not see the trailer.
Well, I'm not built that way, sir.
I didn't. Okay. Mark,
how about your cat? Look at this. She's so weird. What?
Do you ever avoid trailers?
No. Take that back. There's been a couple movies that I've purposely not wanted to see a bunch of trailers just so I didn't have some of that, like, spoilered, like, storyline. Because with any trailer, there's going to be something that they're touching on that, okay, maybe I didn't want to know about that. The one that comes to mind that I tried to avoid as many trailers as I could was Endgame. Tried to avoid trailers just so I didn't know who all was in it and what was going on in it. But
I avoided social media until I saw the movie. But I didn't necessarily avoid the trailer. Yeah, and I get that. It's like you're trying to go in without forming some sort of bias based on what you see, right? I can get behind that.
Yeah, I mean, I like the... So I will watch movies, though, too, that some people are like, don't see it, don't watch it, because I like movies in general.
I just don't want people talking to me about movies. Like, if I'm interested, like, you're not going to sway my decision. I'm still going to go see it, because I want to see it. I want to be able to make that opinion.
It's just like, don't talk to me about sports, because I only root for the Chiefs, and no other team is going to be able to beat them. Like,
well, that's not my fault, either. All right?
Spoiler alert, people beat them. Can.
So, but I think it would be interesting if movies gave out less trailer or scene sneak peeks and see how well the movie does then. Like, if they just did, like, The Batman and then just showed him walk up and say, I'm vengeance, and then, like, okay, who's gonna go see that movie?
Right.
Like, I think that would be more interesting. It might make them
Or maybe the trailers that they show at these movies are the complete opposite end of the spectrum as far as genre goes. Huh?
Elaborate.
Some steamy dramas are the trailers for like your ultimate comic book action movies.
Could you imagine how disappointed I went to this movie thinking it was a comedy? 14 people got murdered. I don't know what's going on.
Think if they did that with books. Like, what would they do with the those steamy, like, erotica novels? Yeah. where they used to have,
like, 50 Shades of Grey. It just turns out that he just he's colorblind and doesn't know what the colors are in his crayon box.
They're all
ultimate
great.
Plot twist.
It's a movie about a dog great. Actually walking around. Yeah. Like,
right.
That would be amazing. I almost wish they did that now.
It'd be hilarious.
No, I could get behind like teasers, more teasers where it's just like, yeah, maybe the character, no plot, just kind of.
Right. So like my example would be Morbius. Like they've pushed that back how much already from when how it was supposed to be originally released.
Yeah.
And now they dropped another trailer like yesterday or today, and it damn near gives away more of the movie instead of it being like a quick shot of action. A quick like one line joke or one line whatever the hell, and now it's like, oh, I think that's the bad guy. Like it gives you more information that you want to have going into a movie,
right?
Like it eliminates that wow factor for some things. For me is what how I feel, because now at this point then, like you see it a lot when people say the trailer shows all the funny parts of a comedy. And then you go to the movie and you're like, yep, that's right. Like, I laughed already at these jokes. So
they're so funny, right. But not nearly as much as they had been if
kind of lose their comedic effect.
I saw them.
Right. And maybe it's different when you have the full context of the joke of why they say it. But even still, like,
sometimes.
I would like to see if I could not watch trailers, but I know I can't. Because I want to what they're doing with it, but I don't also want to have all that information spoiled too.
Right. I can get behind that. Like there's a great deal of those comedic type movies too that have then cut some of the better jokes from the trailers out of the actual film. And it's another one of those things where it's like, okay, like I think what was it, Guardians of the Galaxy? Might have done something like that. There was something that was in one of the older trailers that was...
They, like, changed up how they greeted him when he's like, what a bunch of a-holes and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I thought it was freaking hilarious in the trailer, and then the movie comes out, and I'm like, that's not the line. You got it wrong. Like,
or it's just how they edit it. Like, they try to make it sound... Because, like, they do that in... I don't remember what... Like, it seems like that's what they're doing in the Doctor Strange movie where they mix up who says what, so that you think you have an idea of where it's going, and then it's the opposite.
They do a lot of weird play on words. Like, I will recommend that you go see the movie simply just for the storyline. I think it was an excellent storyline, probably one of the best that I've seen out of all the Batman movies.
Even Adam West.
Yes. Yes, and for Mr. Twilight himself to come in and do what he did in that movie, I was thoroughly impressed.
You mean Diggory from Harry Potter?
And the interactions between all the characters in the story were excellent.
I was
everything came together really well.
I read one review where the guy was like, it's really dark. It's not really the Batman that we know from like Adam West. And I was like, huh?
Yes, it's dark.
Have you read a comic book? Have you read a single Batman comic book? Even the worst comic book for Batman isn't all sunshine and rainbows. Like, that's not the character.
His whole story is supposed to be dark.
Three scenes where there's sunlight.
Gotham is not supposed to be like a place you want to live.
Well, he doesn't come out during the day. What's the point of that?
Yeah, that's why it's called the Shadows. The Dark Knight.
Did you guys see...
Fantastic movie, interview. Though. Go see it.
The interview with Robert Pattinson on how he got into character.
No. Must be really good if you got that close to your computer, though.
Yeah, you're getting a little weird about it.
He did an interview with, I think it was GQ, And they asked him how he got into character, how he like studied to be the Batman. And he goes, it was pretty grueling. Went into a set every day, played Sonic Adventure 2 nonstop to try and get into Shadow's mindset of losing his friend and getting into that kind of dark mentality. Complete bullshit, by the way. It's one of those things that Robert Pattinson, I guess, does, where he's gotten to the point where when he does interviews with places, he just feeds them complete bullshit, because like how does any actor get into that role? Like, they study the character, they, you know, try and put themselves in that kind of mindset. But like, that was one of the things that was put out there, is like, oh yeah, played Sonic Adventure 2, being being Shadow and losing his friend like that. Like, it just really got me into the mood to play the Batman.
I will say too that I appreciate the fact that it's not another origin story, and then that's just kind of where I'll leave it at that.
Yeah,
on your own opinions, go see the movie.
I enjoy more of it being not an origin story at all. Like, obviously, like with Spider-Man 2, like, we don't need to see Uncle Ben die again. So like,
well, it's the same thing with Batman's parents. Like, I mean, how many times can you see the same set of people die, and that's how they became? But it's, yeah.
But they go so much more into detail with a lot of that stuff. They don't give you the same old, you know, rinse and repeat from all the previous movies. They went really deep with the script.
Yeah, I believe that. I like the director, Reeves. I think he's a pretty good filmmaker. I like Pattinson. He's a good actor. Like, he's amazing in Tenet, if you've seen that. Like, that was a really good movie. But I lost my train of thought. Yep, it's gone. I don't really remember what I was going to say. Oh, with the Batman origin. Sailed. I think it's more burnt out for the Batman origin, because it's used in video games, animated movies, live action movies, TV, other TV, like everything.
Yep.
Like, we get it. But also, they reiterate it or change it up-ish every time, right? So, like, in the original Batman movie with, not the original, but the one with Michael Keaton, it's the Joker killed his parents. And then in the Batman Begins, it's just some criminal. Yeah. And then in other ones, it's another character. They change it around a bunch, but there are other stories in the Batman, like, comic book lore and history and everything like that they could explore. That they, like, I would love a Court of the Owls type story with Batman live action. I would love a better. So I'm not sure if you guys ever read the comic series of Hush for Batman. I think we talked about it once before, or maybe we didn't, but that's one of my favorite Batman stories.
Excellent series.
They made it into an animated movie and trashed on it, like, changed it all around. And it wasn't, like, there are parts that were the same, and you're like, oh, this is really good. But then it's like, wait a second, this is the complete opposite of what happens in the comic book. And obviously, you don't want everything to be a carbon copy. Like, not everything's going to be Watchmen, and every scene is going to be exactly from the comic book, which that movie was really good, probably because of that in that aspect. But that's the one comic book that probably you want that to happen. I haven't watched the HBO series for Watchmen, but I've heard good things. But that when they changed the Hush in the animated movie, I was like, there's no way that you just ruin this just for the fun of it.
But, yeah, you know, we're gonna have to come back and revisit this too, because once you guys see this movie, we're gonna kind of go over a lot of those details and kind of what you thought on it.
You guys haven't even seen Spider-Man yet, so we can watch it again.
I don't know. I was going to. They wanted to go see it, but I'm like, it's the Batman, and it's opening season.
Yeah, I mean, plus Spider-Man comes out digitally in like 12 days. So
yeah, exactly. So I'm just like, well, do the Batman.
I've heard that it's one of the better Batman tales on film since like Under the Red Hood.
That one's like, one of my favorite animated ones. That's so good.
I loved that. And like they kind of likened it to that as far as like the darkness of it too.
Oh, it is. It's fantastic.
And that just kind of like kind of opened me up to be like, why don't they do a live action of Under the Red Hood? Like, yeah, why don't absolutely. They do? Like, I would love that. Like, that was one of my favorite
3 hours movies. Long. So, get comfortable.
Jesus.
Who's your least favorite superhero?
Green Lantern.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay. Wait for Marks.
I don't know.
Like one that's boring to you. That's like when he comes on, you're just like, oh, cool. Like,
the Peacemaker.
Like, as much as I like Batman, I kind of think Batman. Like, he's just not. What? He's not. No.
The world's greatest detective. Get out of here. You're fired.
You're fired.
I don't know. I just don't really. I think that he's over, like.
See, for Batman, his villains are better than him. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I think Superman's overrated.
I hate Superman. I can't stand that fucking guy.
Superman is probably my number one. I think that DC in general, to me, is pretty boring. For the most part. Like, don't get me wrong, some of them are good.
For DC, for me, my favorite superhero for DC is The Flash.
I was going to say, The Flash series Flash, Aquaman, was really good.
Like Aquaman, or at least with Jason Momoa, Aquaman is good.
I don't.
Well, okay, Jason Momoa makes anything good, but Aquaman himself is.
What a bag of pants, kind of
boring in the comics.
There was Momoa one time, one movies. Night, and it was a wonderful night. Thank you, Jason.
Tell that to Khaleesi.
The reason why he has left his wife. So,
FYI, they're back together.
Not for long. Jason, call me.
It's the Mark from the Gamer.
I enjoy more villains from the DC side more than the heroes.
How about like Condiment Man? I can get
behind
Man?
That too. What?
Hatter Calendar Man? The Reverse Flash is really fun.
Oh, I'm pretty villain. Sure Condiment Man is a
Bizarro
guy.
Bizarro Superman.
He is a guy. Man is a guy.
But the thing that made me laugh so hard was
it's in Lego Batman.
Lego Batman. Was it Lego Batman 2 though, right? Lego Batman 2.
There's only one Lego Batman.
Well, okay, Lego Batman then.
I'm Batman.
When they're naming off all those villains and it's like all of them are real. And I'm like, there's no way this is real. I looked them up. Yeah. They're all real. And it's like, who came up with this shit? And like I feel like some of their characters are lazy. I'm not sorry, but like, yeah, Flash, Reverse Flash. What?
Yeah.
This is what you got? Like
the name is kind of boring, but the
character
the story
cool.
for all of them is so intriguing because they're just all different, but they are the reverse because they hate him so much.
Like, I would say DC does a good job at plot lines. For story arcs.
Well, I think both sides do well for plots.
Yeah.
Like Civil War is an amazing plot point for Marvel.
Still one of my favorite series.
X-Men versus Avengers all is time. A good plot. Like Galactus, Secret Wars, like all that like are good plots for Marvel.
Yeah.
I don't know I don't really like the Justice League though. Like
yeah.
I don't know why. I used to enjoy Green Lanterns. Comics and animated movies like way back in like early 2000s forever ago, but other than that, like I think
kinda crazy that it is
draws me more to DC is the villains. Not to say that Marvel has boring villains, but I think the fact that the DC villains are a little bit more dark,
I would call them more anti-heroes than just straight up villains.
Really, you'd call the Joker an anti-hero
to an extent.
Bane. An anti-hero. Scarecrow? I could keep going. Anti-hero.
Watch the movie. You'll get it.
I'm talking about the comic, just all around in general. Not just the movie you watched. Bobbity Booby.
Boobity Bobbity. Bobbity Bobbity Boobity.
Scoozy. Bobbity Boopy.
I don't know. I do like that about DC is that they're a lot more dark. It seems a lot more mature. I do think that Marvel, at least in the cinematic universes, has been a lot better
above
to
and
watch.
Beyond.
Yeah. They've been a lot more entertaining. I don't think that DC is is boring. I just think that the way that they put those movies out there has been kind of, I don't know, it hasn't been on the
Batman
same.
Batman versus Superman, the first, like, both times, boring.
And like, yes.
But like, I agree.
I don't enjoy
Ben Affleck as Batman. He was a good Batman. The movie was boring. There was no reason for Wonder Woman to be there. There's no reason for Flash to be there.
Yeah, I agree. And well, and another point that was made too, like and this is just character choice, I guess, but like my sister being like an avid physical fitness person, like she's like, there's no reason that they needed to make Wonder Woman so small. They should have gotten somebody who's built like a little jacked. And
but like even in the comics, she's not jacked. She's just
warrior is gonna be buff. Like you can be attractive. I know that the whole thing is like appeal, but you can be attractive and be muscular. They don't have to be, you know.
It should have just had like a She-Hulk, just a straight She-Hulk Amazonian person. At least
I think it's just that. Maybe it also comes down for the movies. It probably comes down more to the acting part, right? Because there isn't a lot of good actors that are like, yo, let's go. Like, The Rock isn't the best actor, okay? So,
whoa.
He's not.
Clearly, you didn't see his Super Bowl intro.
That wasn't him acting. That was him giving a speech.
I don't know.
I'll say the rundown. Terrible.
That's a good movie.
He's always stuck in a jungle. Why is he always stuck in a jungle?
Walking Tall.
It's like terrible. Tom Hanks. You can't travel with that guy.
His best movies aren't even his own movies.
Thunder, lightning.
His best movies aren't even his own movies. It's other members that are actors in there that make it good. Every time.
Definitely gets the supporting cast to make it decent. For sure.
Yeah. Back on topic. Like I think that DC has just done a very, very poor job of putting their movies out there. Like I think that they've got the material. It's just that they've not done a good job of actually putting it onto film.
I think it's kind of similar to the most recent Star Wars trilogy, where they don't really go in with a plan. I'm like, I don't need all the DC movies to connect and be in the same world.
Right.
But I need your movies to make sense.
And not like, cram way too much in such a short amount of time. Like you're trying to give too much random detail over such a short amount of time, and it disconnects everything. Like it,
I don't want them to feel like they have to catch up to Marvel, which they say they don't, but I feel like sometimes they try to the movies at the same time. Sure. But I'm not sure if you guys saw Wonder Woman 84, but that movie's terrible.
I didn't like it.
I don't know why. I enjoy the actors in the movie. I think they're good actors. I didn't enjoy the story. But I also don't see the need to watch that be a movie in her past when we see her in the present / future. Like, there's nothing for me to like be on the edge of my seat about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. You know where it goes from there. Like, so, she doesn't.
I understand. I mean, of course, there's the Marvel movies that I've done that too, like Captain Marvel. Like, I enjoy that character. I enjoyed scenes in that movie. The overall story wasn't too bad, but I felt like it could have been better. But that's also one of those ones where, it annoys me because when people are like, well, how do I watch the MCU? And they're like, well, I should watch the first Avenger, Captain America, and then I watch Captain Marvel. And I was like, absolutely not. Like, the reason why I would say not to that is because the end of that movie ends at, like, within Endgame time. So, like, there makes no sense to do that. Right. But there are some other movies in MCU that kind of, like, not all the MCU movies are the best.
Right.
Like, a lot of people don't like Thor 2. I enjoy that movie. I think that's not a bad movie at all.
I didn't mind it either, but it's technically their worst movie in the MCU is what a lot of people say, but I don't know.
Like Eternals, but I liked it because people are like, oh, we could have just got that. There's like, we could have just got that in another movie. And I'm like, but I don't want to get a whole group of people's story crammed into my brain within a 3-minute session. Like,
Yep.
Give me their whole background. You don't do that in comic books. Don't do that to me in a movie. So,
which is why some of those I wish that they would then turn into a series rather than into a movie. Like Eternals might have been better off being a series rather than a movie.
Honestly, I think that'd be the best way.
I thought it was a good movie.
I thought it was great. I thought
they did a good job.
I loved it.
I really did.
I didn't see it. I just have like what I've read on it and stuff. Like it could have been a lot better. And I think that maybe putting it into a series might have been the way to do it.
I don't think it needed to be in a series. They change up kind of like the background about them from the comic books a little bit. But other than that, like I think it worked well for a movie. Maybe it doesn't need a sequel, or maybe the sequel is like a limited series. Like they could do that, but like I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was bad at all. Some people were like it was just filler, and I was like, that's fine. Like that wasn't a bad filler.
I'm not going to give anything away, Mark. But if the end, well, obviously the end credits. So I think it ties in well, kind of with everything else what they did there.
And that's been the big thing with all the MCU movies, shows, whatever. Like, honestly, one of my favorites still is Loki. Like, I think that they've done so well to tie everything in together. And, like, everybody's going to be a critic on certain aspects of it. And, like, oh, yeah, this was just stupid. It was filler. It was meant to do, like, open this up or that up. Or, like, I'm trying to enjoy each aspect within the MCU without having it have to tie into everything else, but then also I'm trying to also judge it on how it ties everything together as well. So I'm trying to look at them as an individual as well as the entire story, and then try and do both. But I think that the MCU has done so well with both of those things.
And I don't want it to seem like we don't like DC, because I enjoy DC a lot. Like, I love watching The Flash on TV. Like, I love that show, because I want to see how it's going to tie in and how they're going to end it. But I don't even know when they're going to do that. But I enjoy DC, and like some of the comic books that I read the most recently are DC comic books. But for me, it's the movies haven't really been hitting where I wanted to hit, and that's why I'm excited about Batman, because yes, they've made Batman a bunch of times, but he is almost the reason I would say that DC is so dark almost majority of the time. But yeah, I didn't mean to go way off on a tangent. I sparked this whole other topic of conversation.
I think it was good though, worth having.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of worth having, I added more RAM into my computer, so in hopes that I could bring on in Elden Ring. I did the whole like see if you can run it thing, and it's telling me that I need to like maybe get a new CPU and video card. But I think I'll be good.
Mine tells me just die a bunch card.
Without the new video card.
Still runs fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
And with how much you guys talk about it in our text messages. When I'm at work,
Elden Ring is so good. That game.
It's been amazing. And like we had touched on it last week a little bit, having put more time into it now and actually getting a lot of hands-on time. I think I put so I bought it on both Steam and PS5. I don't have an Xbox anymore, but I bought it on Steam and PS5, and I think I have like 30 hours between both. And I'm barely scratching the surface. Like, I've completed the first two main bosses on Steam, getting to the third boss on Steam, and then I've completed the first two bosses on PS5 as well. So like I'm
yeah, is it a I don't remember what you guys said about it, and I didn't look it up in like detail, but is it like a story, or is it just straight open world roaming around?
It is. There is a story to it. It's so one thing that they do. I don't know how you want to look at it. Like, a lot of people's complaint with it is that it's not like Ubisoft games, where like they don't hold your hand through the quests and do this and that. The story
there was zero manual with the shit.
There's a lot of depth of story and lore there. You just have to pay attention to it. Like, I find myself purposely not skipping dialogues because I'm trying to pay attention to what is happening. Because it's not going to tell me
about how
exactly
to
where
it's yeah, there's yep. Well, not even well, that, not but like that, to get like different side quests, are. Like little yeah. things oh, okay. that they say. And if you have to talk to them multiple times, so like on a second conversation with that person,
it might be something.
Up, oh, by
different.
The way,
yeah,
based on this, this is going to happen over here in this area. And then you got to go and you go over there and it starts this whole arc. And there's a lot it's of stuff that you have to do. Cool. But you have to be willing to go find it. There's definitely nothing out there that's telling you what to do with this game. You could literally just run around for hours and not do anything. Yep.
Absolutely. No, it's very true. It's like they show you with the grace or whatever, like kind of where the next, what is it? The next site of grace is, right? Is that what that's supposed to be pointing to? But it doesn't really.
I think so. I don't know. I had no confirmation on that.
It doesn't, like, there's not a, like, in some of the newer RPGs and stuff, you can press, like, say, X or square or whatever, and, like, or click the sticks, and it'll say, oh, yeah, you need to go this way. And there's a list over here of what all you need to do to complete your quest. There's no compass telling you, hey, go to this spot, talk to this person. There's very little information given as far as, like, a HUD. The information is given to you, but it's in just in chats. Like it's all like you need to pay attention to what you're doing in order to get that. Yep. Well, not even necessarily research, but just like actually paying attention. Like,
what well, I mean, like in the game research.
Yeah. Yep. Like NPCs, like in passing, you'll talk to them and they'll say something about this or that. And then like, oh, if I go there and do this, it starts a quest line, like Anthony was saying. So they've actually, like, one of the things I was told when I was starting it, and I kind of wish that they would say this starting the game, like, hey, it will help if you grab a journal or something and start jotting shit down so you have, like, a quest guide, but it's, like, your own. Like, you write it down yourself. Like, it's meant to be something where you take pen to paper or... Even if you Jesus. Want to on the fucking keyboard, like just
make notes
do it
and
yourself,
shit.
Like take notes. Yeah. Like some people have the mind for it. Don't get me wrong. But for me, like with work and kids and all that stuff, like when I come back to the game, there's so much stuff that I'm. Yeah, exactly. Not to mention I drink most of the time when I'm playing too. So it's one of those things where like there's that selective memory loss going on where
well, that's just the
I
way
may come back
gamed.
In. So, right, right.
Absolutely.
But it's not, it doesn't hold your hand in any way, shape, or form. Like, it
you gotta
is
be open
not,
to it.
You have to be open to it. It's a great game, though. Like, I love it, though. Like, there's so much lore out there if you're willing to go and find it. And, like I said, though, with this compared to Dark Souls, one of the things that, like, really brings new people that ability to complete these games is those Stakes America, and like you're not losing hours of progress just because you got one-shotted by a boss and then had to retrace all those steps. Like they made it so that you're starting closer to those bosses and it gives you a chance to like actually complete them. They're still hard, but it's not like inflation of that difficulty level just for the sake of like, oh yeah, I lost 2 hours of progress. Now I have to backtrack and get all this stuff and then go back to the boss type of thing. So it's a really good time though. I really
game.
Enjoy it.
Fantastic game.
Oh, I was talking to one of my buddies at work about it. He was like, I'm thinking about getting it. And I was like, well, did you buy it? And he's like, well, actually one of my hoes bought it for me. And I was like, okay, well, that's good for you. And then he was like, but I need to like run around and up my guy because I keep dying. And I was like, yeah, apparently that's going to happen a lot. So
pussy.
That's going to be you're going to have to just replay it a bunch and maybe get some people to join you.
It's
so dumb. same soundboards.
I can't really, afford this
how
shit.
Can you, how much can you customize your character? Like, because I've seen some things where people are like make it Darth Maul-esque characters or stuff like that.
As far as like your looks, there's a lot.
Anything. Could you make it where they were born deaf and then don't know how to think? Or
sure.
They don't know what language to think in. That's the question.
Well, it's a good thing they don't talk.
they know how to. If you're deaf, you don't know how to think.
If you're deaf, how do you think?
Wow. 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 Jeez Louise. That went off on a tangent.
Well, like, do you have multiple characters? Like, do you do the same for PC that you did for PlayStation, Mark? Or
I'm going through the same processes. So I'm just kind of basically, I'll do one thing on one, and then I'll go back and do the same thing on the other.
They're like same character type? I know Anthony's trying to play this Oscar music to get us out of here, but...
Yeah, I'm using the same character type on both, because I was like, that way, if I find an item that I know is badass for this type, I don't have to go and find a different item for a different guy. I'm like, that way I can try to relieve some of that stress.
Interesting.
End of the day, it's a fantastic game. I'm excited for you to get into it. It's going to be a good deal. It is a lot of fun.
I wish it was cross-play so that I could play it on Xbox.
I do too.
And for those of you that decide to stay up late playing video games, or decide to get up really early, whichever you may have it, remember, get that caffeinated beverage, King's Coast Coffee.
Oh, it's so good. Off. I don't even drink coffee, and it's delicious.
Use that code GAMERPODCAST.
Ooh, it's so good. That
10% off.
10%!
Well, again, everybody, thanks again for joining us. I'm going to try and do this without my game show voice. So we appreciate you stopping by, giving a listen, giving it a watch. Sorry again that you chose to watch it, really. But Jeffrey, Anthony, Mark, we appreciate you stopping by. You guys have a great day.
Peace out, gamer fam.